Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, and of course, every hour of the show is open lines. And if you're brave enough to call in, do call in when asking any question. No question is off the shelf. Give at least 10 words of your question or statement to our board op, Brad, so he knows what to put up on the stack six. And the call in number is 877-317-6432. That's 877-317-6432. Now, if you go to NutriMedical, I'm just going to go over some of the websites. You're going to hear all of the shows and all the videos are available over there, and they're all cross-tabbed with all the topics. So because I have a photographic memory, every single subtopic of every show is cross-indexed like a master librarian. So if you want to pull up a topic on any issue, heart failure, Trump and Israel, whatever, you can actually put it in the search engine. It'll find all the shows and videos where that's present from any of our guests. We also have a special guest list. Of our top guests are on regularly, like Derek P. Gilbert, Lowell Ponte, John W. Spring, who's on regularly. And you'll find all of those shows and videos available as well. They're all free. You can find them cross-indexed and sent over to Apple, iTunes, or sent over to Vimeo, Facebook, Twitter, etc. So all the information is available. Now, if you have a question, you can email me through one or two emails. My direct email is drbilldeagle@hotmail.com, or you can send it at nutrimedical@drbilldeagle.com. If you are a customer and you've even purchased one product, you can even get a call back. So I'll call you back either by phone or Skype anywhere on the planet and try to answer your questions. Now, I'm going to provide you both the advanced conventional and functional medicine testing. I can even send test kits to you or send you to one of our quantum testing sites. We also have time payments on the QRMA and Metapathy Hunter scan. I have several new individuals now who are going to get on time payments on the Metapathy Hunter scan because it not only provides diagnostics, it also provides metatherapy to actually change your quantum circuits. We're having new technology like the Metapathy, like the morphogenetic field therapy machines available at Less EMF. Those are posted up and are available for you. When you get one, though, you have to have a consultation because I have to send you the right frequencies for broadcasting, whether it's sound or microcurrent, let's say if you're going to do microacupuncture with your acupuncturist, or if you're going to do, let's say, get a vibrosonic device from South Korea through Jim Cole. We talked about this yesterday on Wednesday. The technology allows us to actually change your quantum circuits in your body, provide you all the bionutrients, return you to what I call the fetal state, which is I call the four eternal algorithms of living. It actually returns you to that fetal state by raising your biomolecules and your hormones to regenerate your body, to restore your stem cell function. Remember, the stem cells are just the architects and engineers that show up in the job site of rebuilding your organs. If you have the biomolecules and the proper biophotonic kind of frequencies to stimulate the right genes, you can regenerate any tissue at any age. You can be 80. And that's why we're at the edge of not just slowing aging, but we will conquer aging and disease in the next 5 to 20 years. So many of those technologies we have now, one of the ones we're launching in the next few weeks, is Red Deer Velvet DR, and the DR means it's going to be delayed release, so it releases it to the terminal ileum. Those biomolecules are the same ones that are produced by the placenta. The biomolecules allow you to rebuild any tissue in the body, including scalar transducers, building blocks, and bioharmonic resonance molecules to actually rebuild any organ in the body. And these molecules, because they're mycelized in the terminal ileum, they get past the pepsin and the stomach acid, and they get past the succus entericus, the digestive enzymes, and they therefore can be mycelized unharmed to go to your target tissues to regenerate. And that will be available really soon. And this is an amazing new breakthrough. This will allow us to also work toward the goal of 3D organ printing and to regenerative technologies such as after burns or major traumatic injuries, regenerating not only major organ systems but also de novo in laboratories, building organs that are genetically identical to you for transplantation. So that's where we're all going with this. I'm going to be consulting with stem cell clinics for the Academy, one in Bahrain that's putting $1 billion in a clinic we're setting up in Ensenada. We're trying to move forward with the financing on it for the first $100 million for our world-class anti-aging facility, probably being set up in Ensenada, Mexico, just south of the border, so we don't have the regulatory hoo-ha to try to prevent us from advanced technology. So this will be by top scientists. Our top doctors will be a laboratory. Everything will be a mild hyperbaric, if you want to call it a hotel spa, under water, so it'll be 1.3 atmospheres. It's going to be an amazing facility. It'll be otherworldly, let's put it that way. It'll be like the city of Atlantis and anti-aging, let's put it that way. Maybe we should call it that. So amazing stuff. So for 2018, here's the following starts. Number one, I'm available to do talks for anybody, whether it's at your church or at your meeting for whatever, talking about geopolitics, finance, whatever. I will expect donations, and you can tell me what you feel a reasonable donation is for a half hour, an hour talk. I will send a hyperlink directly so we can have two-way conversations during the conference where they can come to a microphone and screen and actually have someone on screen and can actually come out and ask questions while we're doing the talk. I can also bring on other co-speakers, as many as they want, 10, 25, and bring those speakers on so I can actually bring them up on the screen so we don't have to necessarily be collected at one place. And you don't have to have an expensive hall. You can have a small place where some people are at or even at their home. So these conferences can be virtual conferences where we bring in speakers from all over the world. And then I will then use my central control for live stream out of New York, able to masterfully move each of those speakers into place so they can present their presentation in PowerPoint and then answer questions on camera and respond to the public asking questions basically as they're signed into the system. So that's all available right now. So I want to offer that. I'm not going to set a price. I'm going to say whatever your church, if you want to have a church discussion on things like the peace in Israel or end times issues, you want to talk about geofinancial issues or environmental issues like how to clean up Fukushima Daiichi and the Pacific Ocean's being poisoned, if you want to look at the drop in the oxygen concentration of the planet and the movement toward an ice age, I'll bring on scientists and experts, and I will put together whatever you like. You just have to ask, and I will try to put together conferences with you, in collaboration with you, on any topic you want to bring on. And that's really neat, because live stream can do that. When you're signed on, by the way, you can actually see on camera the live show presentation. All you have to do is go to our live stream link at Nutramedical and then sign up. There's no charge. You don't have a membership. You just sign up. That's it. And that's how cool this is. So if you have a church, and that's why I would like to do a talk, say, at churches. In fact, we're going to have on in the next segment Dr. Bob Thiel from the Continuing Church of God that basically has put forward the eternal gospel of Jesus Christ, that we're going to move toward a time when he will fuse eternity or the New Jerusalem with the temporality. So the marriage supper of the Lamb is a portion of humanity, is in a sense going to become part of the God family, and although we'll have temporal lives and live here extended lifespans, we'll become in a sense an eternal cohabitation with the Most High God. As I say, the return to Eden is coming. Return to the garden is coming. And that's going to happen after a period of great consternation and conflict and destruction, but part of the human race will survive through this. And that's really the wonderful thing that's coming. That's why the message of Christmas is peace, not just a peace of a few days of Christmas where you get gifts, but a peace that passes understanding that when we become a truly galactic civilization, we'll become a force for good across the universe. And a representation of the God family throughout the galaxy and throughout the galaxies and the universe itself. So that's where mankind is going. We're going to become much more active. You're going to see, with Trump signing, we'll see the terraforming of Mars. You'll see cities rise up in the nearest orbit of Earth. You'll start seeing advanced technology to reverse disease and aging. You'll see a lot of periods of peace occur. You'll see scientific collaboration to protect us against incoming comets and asteroids and buffer our Earth from abnormal galactic and solar events that may cause coronal mass ejections. As I say, you can ask me any question, and I'll provide you either an answer or a framework to find the answer. I have thrived to actually do conferences remotely by live stream. Just ask. Just email me and ask drbilldeagle@hotmail.com and tell me when and when you want to do the conference. And I will provide the links and we can go ahead and do it. You can have a live discussion in your church anywhere on earth and or in your business meeting or your scientific community. And I'll provide the links to all the speakers as well. Back in a moment with Dr. Bob Teal.
If you or someone you...
Welcome back, and we have Dr. Bob, and Dr. Bob Teal is here. He's a PhD in naturopath, and he's also one of the senior members of the Continuing Church of God. People probably remember the old TV shows by Herbert W. Armstrong. This is a branch that continues the gospel, which is the original gospel by Jesus. And I want you to just summarize, if you can, in a minute or two, what the gospel is, because most of the so-called modern Christian churches don't keep the gospel, which is actually pretty straightforward. And the gospel of Jesus eventually, if you want to summarize it, is bringing a portion of the church into the God family, which means we become both eternal beings and God family, but also extended life in a more peaceful earth after the time of the tribulation. The gospel really isn't being preached by most of the so-called Christian churches and the so-called apostate Catholic church. It's really... an abomination, and unfortunately, much of our world is ruled by high-level Masons, including those who do great, beautiful-looking, and business-wise, functionally great and beautiful things, like Donald Trump, who's a, according to Dobson, a kind of a baby Christian, but he's really a high-level, royal arch, white hat, do-gooder, in his own eyes, Mason. And I have great concerns, so I pray for Trump. I pray for that the churches that are apostate now, that they've ended the so-called Protestant Reformation, at least a quarter of the Christian churches on earth. So I'm sure you have an opinion on, number one, what the gospel is and how it's not being preached, and the fact that we're being fooled by the beautiful face of evil, I call it.
Well, thanks for having me on, and we'll see how much we can cover in the segments that we've got today. In terms of the gospel, it was the good news of the coming kingdom of God.
Right.
What a lot of people have misunderstood is they think the reason we have all the problems in this planet now is because this is a physical place. And if we just were to float off into heaven, we'll all just be great and everything is nice. But that's not what the gospel is about. The gospel was about the fact that, of course, yes, you sin and you need to accept Jesus' sacrifice, and I don't want to belittle that. But the idea was, what they were preaching was, a change is going to come to the world. And you need to live like Christ, not just say, oh, yeah, there was some guy named Jesus, and supposedly he had long hair, which he didn't, or he did this and did this kind of stuff. You're supposed to live like Christ lived. And you mentioned basically what's called deification. Early Christians believed that humans were made mortal, that they would have an opportunity for salvation at the resurrection. At the resurrection, the mortal puts on immortality. And what you would call deification occurs. Now, what's interesting, you mentioned the Protestants and you mentioned the Catholics. The Protestants act like deification is a weird cultic idea because the Mormons teach a version of it. Yet, the Eastern Orthodox and the Roman Catholics actually officially do teach deification, by the way. Their members don't seem to know that, by the way. I grew up Roman Catholic. I didn't know they taught it. But technically, they do teach it. It's just, how can I put this? It's so buried under everything else, people don't understand that that's part of what they're teaching. But anyway,
yeah.
The good news is... God will return. Jesus will return. and we'll fix what's going on in this world. Instead, most churches think the solution is to talk to each other. You mentioned the Protestant Reformation, and we had the 500th anniversary of it this year. And instead of it being a big celebration of the differences between Rome and the various Protestant groups, instead what it was a time of reconciliation. It was not, let's go back to the Bible and let's believe the original faith that the early Christians believed. That wasn't something they wanted to talk about at all. It was like, okay, well, we've all made mistakes, and this is okay, and we're all going to get together, and we're all going to call each other Christian, and we're all going to accept each other's sacraments and all this kind of stuff. And we don't want to, and that's what's going to bring in world peace. Well, and that's a false gospel. Okay? And there's a bunch of false gospels, but that's another part of it.
Yeah, and by the way, the gospel, this is the way you can determine this. Most of the systems on earth are luciferic, even the U.S. Constitution is. Oppositional powers, higher education, in every sphere on earth. That's why when Jesus was taken above the temple, Satan said, well, if you worship me, I'll give you all these kingdoms. What he's really saying, and this is an interesting comment by the Pope, which is one of the few times I've got to agree with him, you can't argue with the devil because you lose the argument. The fact is that most of the institutions on earth and the governments and so on and churches are purely luciferic. They believe in oppositional powers or a pathway. If you do this, this, and this, you're going to get to heaven by works. When really that doesn't work at all. It has nothing to do with positional relationship to be a son or daughter of the Most High God. And doing God's will is the only kind of good, because doing what is right in your own eyes is the definition of evil, whether it's beautiful or ugly. And people don't get that, do they?
Everybody do from the get-go. Okay? And, you know, the Bible calls Satan the god of this age. It uses
right.
the term world in the Old King James, but it means this age. And we certainly see a system based upon Satan's ways of dealing with things, etc. Now, one of the things you'd asked me about before I came on today was to try to go over, if I could, things that happened during 2018.
Yeah, I'll let you have the floor here. Just please go through that, and then we're going to do
okay.
this.
We'll see if your listeners can hold their seats there, because I'm going to try to cover a lot of things. One has to do, we saw this in 2017, we're going to see this in 2018 as well, and that is you're going to see the media sometimes pick up false prophecies. Now, they know they're false prophecies. They usually won't call them false prophecies until after they're proven wrong. But that the solar eclipse was going to end the world, or that planet Nibiru was supposed to destroy the Earth. I mean, the Washington Post actually had articles about this a couple different times. And they know full well this is going to happen. But the reason they do this is because they want people to think there's no credibility in prophecy. And we know that, you know, the Apostle Peter warned about this. In the last days, scoffers are going to come and say, look, things are just the way they always were. And, you know, it's just how it is. And so we saw
right.
that this year. And we're going to see that, sadly, next year. Now, the other thing that happened this year that was kind of interesting or bizarre is we're seeing a limitation on freedom of religion. Now, not as much in the United States. Even though I just saw a headline, sadly, the people who got in trouble for not making a cake for a homosexual or lesbian couple, whatever it was, they just lost. They got to pay the stupid fine. So we haven't seen everything work out.
Oh, really? Yeah. So the couple of the cake bakers that didn't want to do it for a lesbian couple are being fined for not honoring a lesbian marriage.
Yes, I've just read the headline. Just says upheld $135,000 penalty for refusing to bake cake for two brides or whatever it was. But it's bad in other places as well. You've got the situation in Canada now where they really don't want you to quote certain parts of the Bible regarding homosexuality. Don't even want to teach Romans 1 in some schools, a private school, a Protestant school, I think. They tell them, hey, you guys can't really preach this. And it's like, what do you mean?
Right.
It's a private school. You can't tell them.
Yeah, I got Christian friends up in Canada, and they're in shock.
Yeah, the whole Canada thing is just, it's not like the United States. And a lot of Americans think, oh, it's just like the United States, except supposedly less violent. And the reality is that, no, it's not the same, and the government, they're going down the hill faster than in the United States.
Oh, yeah, it's totally insane there.
So that was something. Something that's going to happen in California that we are all aware of, and I almost hate to bring this up because I don't want you to comment too much about it, and that is that we're seeing the recreational marijuana situation change next week. And that's not going to be good for the country or the state.
Well, they should change the spelling to W-R-E-C-K, recreational, because it wrecks you.
It does wreck you, and every scientist, legitimate doctor, knows that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Back in a moment with much more from Dr. Bob. Stay tuned. With Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob, your predictions. I think one of the things that's a clear sign through the Bible is peoples around the world through history have not connected God's judgment to bad spiritual decisions or the war in the heavenlies, which occurs first, because the soul of California is sick. Pushing gay and lesbian activity, trying to force vaccinate kids, all kinds of weird stuff going on in the state. I call it California. It's rife with sexual perverts, witches and warlocks, and Bohemian Grove. It's a weird state. It's a state of literally giving God the middle finger is what it's doing. And I think that there's going to be things happen here in California.
Yes, and we've got a governor, for example, who I think about 2 weeks ago said that Donald Trump needs to lacks the fear of the wrath of God. Okay?
Are you kidding?
And now, no, Jerry Brown said this. Now, Jerry Brown said this when they were asking him about the fires. You alluded to things like Sodom and Gomorrah, which were fires. Jerry Brown, as a former Jesuit scholar or student, whatever he was, he had to have at least read parts of the Bible. We would assume he read the parts about the wrath of God. And if you read one that comes to mind, which is in Romans 1, it talks about the homosexual agenda.
Right.
And so it's astounding that he's going out and saying things like that and trying to link the president to the wrath of God, where the governor is the one who signed a bill a couple of years ago trying to force, actually, grade children to be exposed more to the homosexual agenda.
Right.
You mentioned some weather things that are affecting here. Now, like you, I believe that there are consequences to immoral actions.
It's also a stupid behavior. For example, the chaparral cycle we talked about with Lowell Ponte. We should be clearing out the chaparral. We should be seeding the clouds to bring rain down. I see clouds all the time. They flow over to Arizona or Nevada, yet we're drying out here to the point where it's extremely dangerous, and yet we don't do things to even stop earthquakes when even the university is doing work. To use telluric currents that create microquakes every day instead of a megaquake that'll wipe out L.A. or San Francisco. I see this state, the state of insanity is what I call it. I call it Commufornia. And these are the kind of behaviors that eventually result in ecological catastrophe as well because of inappropriate scientific and things like getting rid of the duft and trying to prevent fires. And newer technologies, which I've talked about, like the plasma positron beam technology to turn off fires. But we don't do anything. We don't do things that are logical. We also put homes and power lines in areas where it's dangerous or the winds will actually whip the lines together to create sparks. Or we allow homeless people to be in areas like off the I-15 where they can start a fire, which is a lilac fire that came within miles of burning our house down. I mean, this is the stupid stuff that goes on in this state. And yet they want to protect some little fish, but they don't actually do things to actually fix the environment so the fires don't chew up giant areas of the entire state. This government and this guy Brown, these people are malignant morons, aren't they?
Well, my concern about California is I'm not convinced that who will replace the current governor will be
any better.
Any better or even as grounded as sometimes Brown can be at times.
Sometimes.
At times. Now, as far as earthquakes go, there were some scientists that came out last month who believe that we'll see an increase in earthquakes next year. Various geoscientists think that's possible. We'll see what happens. But eventually the Bible does talk about a massive big one that's going to hit. Now, the big, big, big one, the biblical big one from Revelation 16, is not going to hit next year.
No.
We could see some others that won. Now, before the break, I mentioned a little bit about some of the restrictions of speech in Canada. You also have over in Europe, they've been pressuring places like Facebook and Twitter, I guess, and even Google, to basically monitor better or respond better. The Europeans want to be able to control all the information on the internet. And, you know, the Bible warns in the book of Amos that the time is going to have come when we're going to have a famine of the word. Now, I don't expect a famine of the word in 2018, all right? It's not going to happen. But what is going to happen is we're seeing more and more situations set up, pressure from governments to private organizations, as well as governments themselves, that have the ability to monitor and prohibit things out that they don't want to see. Sadly, I tell people all the time, we don't have full freedom of speech or religion or press in the U.S. anymore. And we're seeing that trend go around the world. And we will get to the time where the famine of the word that's prophesied is going to happen. Now, the other thing that we alluded to was this ecumenical stuff. And you've got the United Nations and others thinking, getting us all together, that's really the solution. And that's how we're going to bring world peace and that kind
which,
of thing.
Which the Pope and the Vatican are the tip of the spear, aren't they? And the World Council of Churches.
They've been pushing that. They push it different ways with the different social agendas and economic agendas. But you continue to see that. And continue to see even the United States, more and more Protestant leaders embracing the agenda. Even some who were considered more evangelical, more biblically inclined, less compromise inclined. It almost seems like when they get a chance to make a deal with the Vatican, they're like charmed into it. So that's something that I'm watching for.
That's bizarre, isn't it?
Yes.
Here, you know, it says in the Bible, "Behold, Babylon the great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth." That's the Vatican and the daughter of apostate churches, period, isn't it?
And so we're seeing, again, more and more people going for that. In the U.S., we'll see if the media continues its relentless attacks against the president. Now, it's tricky with the president because you and I both know he's got troubles with truth. He's got issues, and there are some valid reasons that the press should call him out, and so I'm not saying there shouldn't be. On the other hand, I mean, really, in the last year and a half, does most of the mainstream media coverage need to be about Donald Trump?
No.
I mean, really? So that's been quite a bit, and one of the reasons I mention that, you know, you go to Matthew 24, Jesus talks about there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, and I'd like to read the Orthodox Jewish Bible translation, which is obviously the Jews themselves wouldn't translate Matthew. So this is somebody who's probably messianic. He translates this. There's going to be intifada of ethnic group against ethnic group, arising of such things. And we've seen more and more racial strife being promoted, and I'm afraid we're going to see more of that in the future. And whether they can do it through race or through politics, you know, Jesus warned that a house divided against itself cannot stand, and the United States continues to be more and more divided. And I'm afraid we'll see some of that go next year. I'm sure that the Democrats, one of the things they'd love to do is impeach the president. I don't think they can do that yet, but I'm sure they would like to do that. In terms of other prophetic matters, by the way, one thing to consider is that we've got potential of war. We've got potential of war with North Korea. We've got potential of North Korea actually doing something with
Potential with Iran, too, because apparently the Iranians and the Syrian and the Saudi Arabians are at loggerheads right now, and a missile just missed the Royal Palace just this last week. By seconds, which our anti-missile systems took it out. I think we are, 2018, we're going to see a decapitation of North Korea and Iran and the exploration and proof that the Venezuelans have been collaborating with Russia and China with the placement of nuclear submarines and nuclear missiles at our southern border in Venezuela. And I think we're Donald Trump's going to have more than his share on his hands. Because
I'm sure the president's plate's going to be full. As far as Iran goes, as you know, and I'll let your listeners know, for years I've said at some point in time Iran is going to be neutralized.
Sadly,
it may involve war first.
Right.
And we'll see what happens.
Saudi Arabia says the burden of the desert of the sea. This is prophecies we talked about with Bill Salas.
If I'm serving that particular prophecy, and it also indicates that they may cause problems over in Jerusalem.
Right. Yeah, it's going to get very...
Music again.
Yeah. We're coming back in just a moment with the next segment. Amazing discussions with Dr. Bob Thiel. And, of course, I don't know if you have any articles you want to send me a link to. I'll post those up today for the end of 2017 and predictions for 2018. Coming back.
Anytime.
With Iran and
let's go through that because I think Iran and North Korea, there's going to, as I say, at Donnybrook, there's going to be a decapitation of these regimes or a castration of them because we can't tolerate the situation. The missile just about hit the palace for the Saudi Arabian prince just last week. We have a situation where the recall of various politicians from Lebanon to Saudi Arabia and Qatar. I think what's going on is extremely dangerous, and North Korea is the next thing that they're going to do is an airburst nuclear explosion near Guam, which means not only Guam will get radiation, but all the way to the United States spreading across the Pacific Ocean. This is an incredibly provocative move, which is what I expect next. North Korea is just the bad dog of China with Russia in there as well, which is surprising me that Putin says he's going to offer Russia to be a negotiator to kind of neutralize it, because he knows that North Korea is actually just an old proxy of the old Soviet Union. It's one of the last holdouts of the old Soviet Union is North Korea. The grandfather of Kim Jong-un was a Soviet. People don't know this, do they?
Well, the whole situation with Korea is just... let me put it this a different way. I pray for the people in North Korea because they're under leader that's just
insane.
It's just been terrible for them. And I pray that the nightmare will end. Hopefully, we won't have to wait till God for that to happen.
I'll tell you what I've had some visions that, I don't know if they're visions or just dreams, that it will come so close because Madison generals under Trump will make a guarantee that we are going to decapitate the regime and kill a lot of these generals. And my guess is the generals will poison Kim Jong-un because he's killing even his own relatives, like his own uncle and other people in this family. So you have to understand that there's going to become a point where the survival of the military junta itself, the physical survival and actually having a skin and a heartbeat, means if they don't kill Kim, they're all going to die when we go in and decapitate the regime. And it'll be really messy.
And I'm sure they know that. So we'll see what if we do the bloody nose scenario, which is, I guess, one of the things that they're talking about doing with Korea.
Well, it'll be a lot worse than that, because here's what China said. They said they're going to try to prevent us. Now, the third nuclear power is not France or Britain, it's Japan. The Fukushima Daiichi, the third nuclear reactor, called the MOX reactor, because I took care of the employees working in the Savannah River, and also Rocky Flats and the Reactor Source of Chicago. I'm a member of the nuclear division of ACOM. I can tell you for certain, the Japanese are armed to the teeth. And in 12 to 14 minutes, every one of these Chinese cities along the coast will disappear in atomic vapor. So if they think that they're just going to willy-nilly fire a missile at South Korea and get away with it, Japan will nuke the hell out of them. We don't even have to be involved in our ships. Just one of our nuclear submarines could take every single square inch of China and turn into a nuclear ashtray. And they don't have defenses against our systems.
Yeah,
people need
Chinese
to know that.
The Chinese do not want to engage the U.S. in war.
But the problem is if they try to block us, they're going to get nuked. It's not just going to be messy. It's going to be mind-boggling destructive. The problem is our cities are also not protected against incoming missiles. So we could have a large loss of population, maybe 100 million, if they fire missiles and we knock out some of them. And they had not military targets, but population centers. And the...
I'm going to skip what I was going to talk about with the King of the South, but I want to. But you mentioned 100 million. That reminded me of the 200 million army and all that kind of stuff. Now, one thing that's been happening, and I don't recall discussing it in any great depth on your show with you or your listeners before, and that is one thing that the Chinese have been doing, by the way, is they've basically been go around the world trying to make a deal so they can pave roads that are going to lead to Armageddon.
Yeah, you're talking about the Belt and Road. We've had actually Harley Schlanger on and Helga Zip LaRouche that pushes this. But I've asked Harley, he'll be on tomorrow. This, I think, is basically laying the roadwork for, like, the ancient Roman Empire. And it's laying the roadway to build tanks that can go across territories and try to take over the world. This is going to be one of the final moves that's going to bring about Armageddon, isn't it?
Yes, I believe that the whole, when I've looked at where the One Belt, One Road roads go, and by the way, for your listeners, this is a originally it was called the Silk Road Project, essentially had to do with the idea in the ancient days you had to have a roads from essentially Afghanistan over into China so we could buy silk or whatever, the Europeans could do this.
Right.
And instead, when you look at it, in the old days, the statement was all roads lead to Rome. Well, Beijing has realized, hey, guess what? What if we have all roads lead to Beijing? So you've got a situation where the Chinese want to build roads. Some go up into Russia. Some go all the way over to Africa.
They're building them, including trade routes, and even the Panama Canal, the new Super Panama Canal, opens next year large enough for the large container ships. So the Chinese want to control the roadways and the transport all over the world. And they have a plan called 2025. So if people think this is a minor plan, Xi is now putting statues of himself beside Confucius and Mao, and they've now worship him as like a demigod in China. He's no longer just a politician. He's becoming an icon.
But we've definitely seen a situation where you've got the Chinese, and you mentioned North Korea. Now, the United States has threatened various sanctions against both Korea, North Korea, as well as China. Well, China's attitude is not, okay, we want to kowtow to whatever the United States might do on this stuff. The Chinese are like, oh, no, we've decided. But if we're going to do it a different way, we're going to basically encourage countries throughout Asia and Africa and definitely parts of Europe to support us. We will do these construction projects. We are going to, therefore, be able to trade. We can bypass any sanctions that the United States wants to do to us. And I had somebody critical of what I wrote about this once saying, but there's really not a road that will get exactly to Armageddon. You've been to Megiddo, haven't you? Or have you?
Oh, yeah. In fact, it says they shall send an army of 200,000. Do you know that in Mao's book, the Red Book, they actually quotes the Revelation in that actual quotation in the Red Book by Mao Zedong?
Yes, I do. And I know that when I was over at Megiddo on top of the hill, and you kind of look out, I saw a pretty flat area. I saw some roads. And if you look at what the Chinese are doing, they're going to build roads that are going to cut across, much of Asia. And when people think of Asia, sometimes we just think of the eastern coast of Asia, but we're talking about Central Asia and what we call the Near East, as well as
right.
Italy.
Yeah, Ukraine all the way through Afghanistan and so on.
Right. In addition to roads, they're also building ports.
Right.
That way they can transport people by way of ships. And so you've got a situation where right now China has got a project. Over 60 countries have agreed to this. I've heard it's closer to 70 now, but we'll just say it's over 60. And basically, they believe that they can have increased influence throughout the world, and they don't seem to recognize or want to anybody recognize that this looks like it'd be indirectly related to the 200 million.
Well, they announced this.
Things the East.
They announced also the petro yuan, which is 5 years ago. We got backed by gold, and last 2 months ago,
yes.
The IMF gave them a special drawing right, so they're a direct competition for your currency with ours.
Yes, and they've been working on their own plan. Now, in the meantime, the United States is doing certain things to try to get the economy more competitive. As you and I talked in the break, because we both live in California, it's questionable whether or not the new tax bill will affect us in a positive way or not, and we'll find out that eventually. But overall, it's expected that it will increase some economic activity in the United States. But that's one thing. Whereas the other thing is the Chinese are actually going to put concrete and mortar, whatever, all over the roads and build stuff and try to create a type of an empire that's not been tried without the military before. So this is it's definitely going to be interesting. Again, I see it.
Here's my prediction. I predict Next year, the cryptocurrencies will be taken over by the U.S. government with the IRS movement of 2013 to 2015, 14,500, and the European Commission on the Economy. And the counter will be the American dollar in the next years, I don't know how many years, will go crypto, and we will directly compete and force China and the Russian and those other countries, part of the BRICS nations, to collaborate with our currency standard of a cryptocurrency backed by gold. And if they don't, they'll shut them down. So this fight next year is going to lead to a trade war with China, and it's going to get nasty. And if China tries to stop us decapitating the North Koreans, it's going to get very, very ugly. So 2018 has been a very, very scary year. Wars and rumors of wars.
Right, and it could be difficult for not just North Korea and Iran and China, but also the U.S.
Yeah, and Venezuela. Venezuela is on their list because I'm one of the primary whistleblowers that Venezuela is a proxy of China and Russia, putting nukes also of us just like in the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Well, Venezuela is another country that wants to go for replacement of the U.S. dollar down to the world.
Exactly.
Towards that.
Yeah, they have their own cryptocurrency they launched, too, just last month. Thank you, Dr. Bob. We need to get you back on soon for updates in 2018. We'll be in communication back tomorrow with Firing Line. The 7-for-7 sale is on.
Warning, if you
need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens, Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.